Hello, happy back to work Monday. I know it's not back to work for everybody, particularly for those of you who've worked through Christmas at a radio station. And if so, thank you for providing the programmes that I and millions of others have been listening to. But it is back to the office and, you know, normal business today, so I hope it hasn't been too painful for you. I've posted a few updates on Facebook and Twitter this morning, but I thought I'd leave Abu as well, just to put a bit more flesh on the bones and talk to you about them. First thing is, I'm very flattered that the Radio Today website has asked me to write some articles for it this year. And first up, I'm going to write a piece on how radio is going to cover the general election. And as always, with pretty much everything I do, I would love your insight and your thoughts as part of this. So, news editors and programmers, maybe you're looking for an opportunity to reveal how you're planning to cover the election. If so, it would be fantastic if you would consider telling me. Journalists, how would you like your station to cover the election? What ideas have you got? What part should radio play? Please let me know your thoughts. And, you know, I was thinking this election really is going to be the first one where social media plays an important role. And Facebook grew hugely last year alone. 2009 sort of been recognised by media commentators as the year of Twitter. So what will the significance of all that be for radio? And what opportunities do you think it creates for us? Lots to think about. As I say, I would love to read your thoughts. Contact me via Twitter, via Facebook, or email justin@newsleadermediaconsultancy.com. justin@newsleadermediaconsultancy.com. One of the most popular things that I did last year, unsurprisingly, because we all love things for free, including me, were the free tips, which I sent via Twitter. At Newsleader, by the way, is my username on Twitter. And they continue this year, those free tips. In fact, they continue in a couple of days' time. On Wednesday, from Wednesday at 9:30, I'm going to be tweeting the first free tips of the year, all new tips, and they're going to be about social media and broadcast news. And I'm sure you probably know how these days of tips work. Again, it's interactive, so please, between now and Wednesday, send me your own thoughts, your own sort of golden nuggets, things that you've learned about effectively using social media, things like Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Bebo, blogging, whatever it might be, how you've effectively used those tools in broadcast news. I will retweet the best, so of course you'll get a credit. And it's all about, we sort of work together to sort of share a bit of free learning, really. So that's Wednesday. On Twitter, I'm going to use the hashtag NewsRW because the tips are a precursor to a one-day conference which is happening in London on January 14th called News Rewired, organised by the people at journalism.co.uk, and I'm amongst the speakers on that day. I'm going to be talking about social media as part of the multimedia life. I live by many radio journalists now. If you want to attend that conference, by the way, tickets are still available, and if you go to the journalism.co.uk website and click on the banner at the top, that's probably the best thing to do. And the third thing I just wanted to tell you is that I'm now bookmarking useful links at delicious.com/newsleader. I put up some links yesterday, actually, some social media type links. So if you are a member of Delicious or not, as the case may be, just check me out there to see a building list of useful links. So there you go, some updates, things going on in the next few days or imminently, which would be fantastic if you would join in, get involved with. I hope your first day at work is okay. Make sure you have lots of tea and coffee. Hopefully, if still chocolates and Christmas nibbles knocking around the office, just to make it a little less painful.